My alarm went off right on time. I had to be careful. Someone wanted me dead, and until I found out who it was, I'd be walking around with a bullseye on my back. I was cautiously making my way down a narrow corridor when a door opened and a man stepped in. He was with a woman.
I can't remember the last time 2 minutes went by so quickly.
I couldn't hear Macduff's reply. It's hard to understand a guy when he's got a tongue in his mouth that isn't his own.
Macduff.
Time.
Surprised?
No. Why should I be surprised?
I don't know. You look surprised. You sound surprised. You act surprised.
I'm surprised. You think I'm surprised?
I find that surprising, considering I just caught you playing tonsil hockey with the lady of the house.
You're not going to tell the king, are you?
What you and the first lady do is your own business.
Thanks, Tam. I owe you one.
Glad to hear it. Time to pay up.
So soon? Isn't there usually a grace period?
Where were you last night around midnight?
I admit it. I've got nothing to hide. I was with Lady Macbeth, and we've got 7 witnesses to prove it.
Macduff's alibi got me to wondering. What were they doing that required 7 witnesses?
Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go?
If the king asks, we never talked. I wasn't here, and I've got 7 witnesses to prove it.
Time?
Your Majesty.
Is that you?
It's me.
Want a little drinky?
Maybe another time.
You don't know what you're missing. 100-year-old scotch. Imported.
You know anything about this?
Is this a dagger I see before me?
You bet your sweet patootie it is. Recognize it?
Of course I recognize it. It's mine. I'm not that drunk.
Remember when you saw it last?
I most certainly do. It was in your back.
So you admit that you tried to kill me?
Of course I killed you.
Why?
Why did I kill you?
Odd. I was standing right there in front of him, and yet he kept talking to me like I was dead.
She told me to kill you.
Who told you to kill me?
You know the answer to that as well as I do.
I want to hear you say it.
My wife, the adorable Lady Macbeth. She told me to kill you.
Why? Why did she want me dead?
Why does any woman want any man dead?
Good point. But what was her reason specifically?
She said you were a good detective. That sooner or later you're figured out I'd kill Duncan.
Did she tell you to do that too?
You don't know my wife like I do you, Time?
No, of course not. The guy had tried to kill me once already. I didn't see any reason to make him mad.
She wanted to be queen. And in order for a woman to become a queen, she has to be married to a king. That's the rule. And I wasn't a king. I was just a thane. I liked being a thane. It's a good job being a thane. You get to hunt when you want. Fish when you want. Play a little golf when you want. You play golf, Mr. Time?
A little.
The Scots invented golf. Did you know that, Mr. Time?
No, I didn't.
It's true. We invented golf. Golf and haggis.
Great. 2 things that give you indigestion. Why are you admitting all this?
Why not? You're a ghost. What are you going to tell?
So that was it. Macbeth thought I was a ghost. Either he was drunker than I thought, or mad as a hatter.
But then again, this was the 12th century. These guys believed in wood sprites.
Besides, what difference does it make? I'm invincible.
Nobody's invincible.
I am. The prophecy says so. I will reign until Great Birnam Wood comes to High Dunsinane Hill. Hear that time? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've danced the whole night through.
It was time I brought Malcolm up to date. Cold, wet, and miserable, I stumbled into Malcolm's camp.
Who goes there?
Just in time, fictional detective. I'm here to see Malcolm, son of Duncan, brother of Donald, cousin of Seamus, uncle of Hamish, and close personal friend of Phil.
Oh, follow me, laddie.
The guard led me across a stream, around a meadow, through a wood, along a creek, over a hill, down a dale, and up to the heather on the hill.
Just in time, functional detective.
What news, just in time?
I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Me and my men could use some good news.
Good news is you're in the clear. Macbeth copped to everything. Killing your father. Stealing the crown.
Aye, that's good news. We mush to action time. My men are tired of sitting around listening to the bagpipe music all day.
I don't blame them.
We'll attack Dunsinane Castle in the morning and I'll claim my rightful crown.
That's the bad news. There's no way 300 men in skirts are going to take Dunsinane Castle.
If me and my laddies have to spend one more day here in Birnam Wood, we'll...
Wait a minute. Did you say Birnam Wood?
Aye.
This is Birnam Wood?
Aye, it is.
Malcolm, I think I know a way to make this work.
Then let's hear it, laddie.
Here's my plan. Macbeth thinks I'm a ghost. So, if we do... So then, you storm the castle, capture Macbeth, and snatch the crown.
In no time, this plan of yours is just crazy enough to work. Gather round, laddies. We have work to do.
I'm cold, wet, and miserable. And I've slipped back into the castle. It was dead quiet. Except for that, she was waiting for me.
Hello, Tyne. I was waiting for you. Macbeth told me everything, how he'd spilled the beans to your ghost. He was never cut out to be king. He can't handle the pressure. Not like you, Tyne. We used to be a great team, remember?
What is it, Nola?
Why don't you come over here and I'll show you?
The dame had something up her sleeve. Or she would have, if she'd had a sleeve. The code of the fictional detective clearly states you never fool around with an accessory to murder. However, Addendum 5, Paragraph 7, Subparagraph 8 states that it is not only permissible to fool around with an accessory to murder, if said fooling around is in pursuit of additional evidence, then said fooling around is not only permitted, it's encouraged, especially if the accessory is built like a brick pagoda.
How would you like to be King of Scotland, Tyne?
I don't know. I never thought about it. What would I have to do?
Not much. Just marry the king's widow.
One problem with that. The king is still alive.
A temporary condition. One easily remedied.
Can I give you my answer in the morning? Suddenly, there were knights, bishops, rooks, and pawns everywhere. What's going on, Macduff?
The castle is under attack.
Where's the king?
On the battlements.
Defending the castle?
Speaking in iambic pentameter.
We'd better get up there.
No, please don't go, milady. It's too dangerous. Stay with me, I'll protect you.
You got to be kidding.
This is our chance, milady. While the battle is going on at the front, we can slip out the back, just you and me.
Really? Just you and me? And where are we going, just you and me?
I confiscated some lovely acreage from a family of farmers on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. We could build a cottage, raise sheep.
Raise sheep?
Yes, sheep. Small, fluffy animals with four legs, but that's not important right now.
Just what I've always wanted. But first, you must do something for me.
Oh, anything for you, Majesty.
Good. Now I want you to go up on the battlements and do what you do best.
Yes, Majesty. Of course, Majesty. What I do best. Just one question.
Aye, yes?
What is it I do best?
Why, you make yourself a target, of course.
Oh, of course. Fear not, my lady.
Oh, what fools these mortals be, especially the male mortals. This is the chance we've been waiting for. Time, let's go.
Where?
To the battlements. We'll take the stairway to the landing that holds the ladder that leads to the doorway that opens onto the corridor that runs through the upper tower that overlooks the bridge that crosses to the entrance to the battlements.
Ever think of investing in an elevator?
Let's do it, Time. Right here, right now.
As much as I'd love to, Persimmon Ears, I don't think we've got 2 minutes to spare.
Don't flatter yourself, Flatfoot. I mean, this is our chance to make Macbeth McDead.
I've got a better idea. Macbeth. Macbeth. It is I, the ghost of Justin Time.
Begone, ghost of Justin Time. Begone!
Fat chance, Macbeth. The jig is up.
The jig will be up only when Birnam Wood comes to Dunsinane.
Look, out beyond the battlements, what do you see?
Trees, as far as the eyes can see. Nothing but trees.
Yes, trees. But you're missing the big picture. You're not seeing the forest for the trees.
Yes, I see it now. A forest. A big, green, advancing forest.
Good. Now ask yourself this. Was that forest there yesterday?
No. No, it was not.
Do you recognize that forest, Macbeth?
Yes, I do. It's, oh, shit.
That's right, Macbeth. Birnam Wood has come to Dunsinane. Ask yourself this, Macbeth. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, Macbeth?
Oh, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. A horse. A horse. My kingdom for a horse.
Wrong play, you Scottish has-been. It's all over. You're through. Turn in your crown and clean out your desk.
What is happening?
Call it a hostile takeover.
The prophecy has come to pass.
There was no prophecy, you moron. I paid all the witches to tell you all that crap so you'd have the cojones to knock off Duncan.
There was no prophecy.
Just like Time here isn't a ghost.
Of course he's a ghost. I killed him.
The only thing you killed was my mattress.
Listen to me, haggis for brains. There's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as witches. There's no such thing as prophecies. And the Tooth Fairy doesn't leave money under your pillow.
Oh, then who does?
And that's not a forest out there.
It's not Birnam Wood.
That's Malcolm's army. They just moved all of Birnam Wood to Dunsinane.
Every branch, every leaf,
every twig. Like I always say, you can't make an omelette without causing an ecological disaster now and then.
It worked, laddie. Your plan worked. We've captured the castle.
They're all yours, Malcolm.
What are you talking about, Time? We had a deal, remember? We kill Macbeth. You marry me, and together we would rule this land, and in the tradition of those great kings and queens before us, we'd suck the peasants dry.
You forgot one thing.
What's that?
I'm a cop, a Seamus, a gumshoe, a dick.
You can say that again.
I'll do or say anything I have to nail the bad guys. That's the code of the fictional detective.
I hate codes.
I'll take that crown now, Macbeth. Life, as you knew it, is over.
Life? What is life? Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Oh, spare me the iambic pentameter.
Malcolm, she's all yours.
You can't do this time. Don't I mean anything to you? What about the times I fed your insatiable passion, banked the fires of your raging lust?
You banked the fires?
Like you wouldn't believe.
But you never banked my fires.
Face it, you had no fires to bank. Not like Malcolm here. Now this is a real man. A man who stands up for what he believes no matter what. A man willing to fight and die for his country and for the woman he loves, and doing it all in a flattering knee-length tartan plaid skirt by Stella McCartney. Isn't that right, Malcolm?
It was over. King Duncan's killers had been exposed. Malcolm had been exonerated and returned to his rightful place on the throne. Now he could begin bleeding the peasants dry.
Milady, does this mean the farm on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond is off the table?
It was never on the table. There was no table.
And after everything I did for you.
What do you mean, everything, Macduff?
Everything.
Like what?
Like doing away with those two poor unfortunates.
Which two poor unfortunates?
Don't listen to him, Time. He's just jealous.
Those two poor unfortunates staring down at you from the front gate.
That was you.
She made me, Time. I didn't want to do it. She made me kill him. And all the time she knew it, I guess she always knew it.
Look at it this way, McGruff.
McDuff.
Whatever. Better the men than you have gotten caught in Nola's web. Much better men than you. The poor guy never had a chance. He made the mistake of falling for a dame who promised him a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, and instead booked him a coach seat to hell. Come to think of it, every coach seat is hell.
All out. Out, brief candle.
As for Macbeth, in the end he was just an ordinary guy who wanted what ordinary guys want. To hunt a little, to fish a little, get in a round of golf now and then, sleep with the help. Of all the tragic characters I've come across, Macbeth has to be the most tragic.
Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusky death.
Not to mention the most depressing.
Oh, Malcolm, please.
As for Nola...
I'm not that kind of a girl, but who knows, with you I could learn to be.
I think it was Big Bill Shakespeare who put it best. Whatever Nola wants, Nola gets.
You've been listening to the Triple B radio play Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands, our adaptation of the Bruce Kane production. This Triple B radio play was directed by Paul Paulinus and recorded and produced at the Triple B studios by Ben Edwards and Steve Jones.